Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Greetings and hello and happy November. It is the 1st of November. So thrilled to be with you. I hope you guys had a wonderful and happy Halloween yesterday. I had a great time here with my family, and I'm sitting here with you with the inaugural program of the month November, one of my favorite months because November is about giving thanks here in the United States, and I want to make sure we are focused on gratitude all of the time as we move forward to connecting to spirit. I am Angel with you every week at Wednesday, 9 p.m. Pacific time, to talk to you about the process of connecting and my wonderful process here in connecting with the divine. Sorry, somebody was texting me there, trying to get their question online. And my big focus is finding ways to help you find meaning in your life to create your life's mission, the process of what I call waking up and connecting. And I got lots of callers tonight. I want to thank you guys for calling in. So before I get started, as always, I want to take a moment to thank you all for being here, to let you know that we are here through the support and the guidance of the divine, our ancestors, the ascended masters, the angelic realm, who ask for clarity, ask for support, and ask for warm love to keep us nice and grounded as we receive whatever it is we're going to receive today. And I anoint the call, the show every week with a caller. I'm just going to take our first caller just to see what you guys have to set the tone for the show. If you're on hold, remember, try to keep it to one question. I like to keep the calls about 3 to 5 minutes if possible. If you need in-depth support, I am happy to help you. This radio program is here to have a good time, to sample the process. But for those of you who may need a little more, I encourage you to reach out to me so that I can help you through your process. I'm going to take the first caller now, and here we go. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Are you
Hello,
there?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. It's Angel. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Hi, New Jersey. It's kind of late for you. I get a lot of people from the East Coast calling in. Welcome to the show. What can I do for you tonight?
I was wondering when you see me finding work, I'm looking for a contract or even a permanent job in my field.
You're looking for work in your specific field, and what is that? What field are you in?
Training and development, and I do change management, too.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to look and see if I can see something opening up for you, as it feels like you want to know if you've got something coming to you in your field of training and development and how long
mm-hmm.
that might be that you'll be able to open that up. So let's go ahead and have a look at that and see what we get. And the first thing I get is that you are blessed in this particular field because it's not just your field, it's that of work. It's something that you really love to do because it's something that you're really good at. So you've got the divine kind of cloud of joy around you because you do it so well and it is your life's mission. So you are going to get blessed with something here really soon. You are going through a process of kind of reaffirming the way that you do it. So you've done some things to kind of got real with yourself around some organizations that you want to work with, and you're being asked to revisit that. It looks like there was one specific place that you would like to make a connection with that you've made a call out to, or you've sent a resume to, you've done, taken some action and you haven't heard back, or there's a delay in something and you kind of feel like, well, maybe that's not going to happen. And I'm being told to tell you that that's not true. You're getting another call back, or you're going to get a call in from that. And this is a place that you, God, it looks like just relatively recently in the last few weeks you've reached out to, and you're not feeling that something is coming through. You will hear back from that organization. I'm not getting a time, so I'm going to check one more time here to see if I can get a time, because I'm not getting a time on this at all. Let's see what we got. I keep getting stay focused. I'm sorry?
Is it the permanent job or a contract? Because I have a couple feelers out, one's for a permanent and one's for a contract.
So the question that you asked was a permanent job, and that's what I was looking at. So the contract piece is something that you might do because you got to pay bills and you got to eat. So, you know, and you want to, if you have to do that, go ahead and do that. But this is for the permanent position that you were asking about. So that's what the original question was. And that's what I looked at. But there is a place that you want to, you're being asked to pursue this place with veracity, because this is the place that you're going to be connected to. So I'm looking to see, I'm not seeing anything unfolding with clarity until we get towards the end of the year. So this is going to take you a minute to pull together. But as you go into, as we roll into 2018, this permanent position will be nailed down for you. So this is going to be a bit of a frustrating piece for you, because you want it right now and you need it right now, but it's not going to come to fruition as quickly as you'd like it to. So it's okay to take the temporary stuff from time to time, but this place you're looking at for the permanent job is the place that you need to go, because this is your dream. This is the dream job. That's what I'm getting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that would be great.
So don't give up on it. It's a position that they're looking for, that they're looking to fill, is an important position. So it's going to take time. And so don't be concerned about that, but do take care of what you got to take care of. Don't be afraid to take the occasional work so that you can keep the flow. And it also has to keep your confidence. Part of that process of keeping you in focus and keeping you in a space where you feel like you're valued. You can't just, you know what I mean? You can't just sit and wait, but this permanent piece is going to come to you. So do you do the work that you... Go ahead.
I just had three opportunities fall through, and there was a permanent job. There were two permanent jobs in there that I would have liked either one of them, and they both fell through. So then there was a offer too, so... Yeah, it's hard, but I keep
understand.
Persevering.
Yes, and you're going to be fine, and don't hesitate to take on the contract work. There's things that you can do on your own, and eventually that's going to be something you're going to be looking into, is like, how can you take what you do and turn it into something on your own? So you have a choice right now to continue to look at a company or to turn this into what it looks like you're working on your own. So one of the things that you can do, if you go to my website, which is abilitydancingmedium.com, you'll join the mailing list, and you're going to get access to a couple of things. And one of the things that you'll get is my ebook, my mini ebook, and it's going to give you a grounding exercise. If you stay focused and grounded, you'll have the opportunity to start your day and go through each day without the distractions of the unknown, as I like to call it, where you're distracted because you're unsure, and you're distracted because of the turns into negativity, and all of a sudden you have doubt and you have fear. And you got to stay out of that doubt and the fear, because it's the doubt and the fear that's gonna stop your process. You don't want your process to stop. That's the big thing, okay? But stay focused, you'll find – you're welcome. You'll find that you'll get to where you need to get in the end. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that helped. Take care. You have a good night,
too.
That was a really good call to start off with. And I like to start the show off with a call. I lost a couple of callers there. I don't know what just happened. For many reasons. One is to make sure you guys can hear me, because sometimes we have technical difficulties. But the other reason why is to set the tone for the call. Sometimes that first call helps us all kind of ground in and hone into what we really need to focus on, and it's the fun thing I like to do. So to tell you a little bit about me, if those of you who may be the first time listening, my name is Angel. I am a medium and a channel and intuitive life coach. I am someone who truly believes that we all have the gift of tuning in, just like you have the gift to tune in your radio or tune in your television to watch the thing or hear the thing that you want to hear. You have the ability to tune in and get the information and the support that you need, because all the support systems are here to help you. So although I am here to answer questions and support you, I also would love to be the conduit to help you find out how to tap in on your own so that you can lead your life down a path of absolute prosperity and abundance in all areas. And that's not just financially, my friends, that's romantically, that's spiritually, that's in your relationships with your friends and family. All these things can be the things that create a space of abundance for you. And you can be satisfied that you have reached a point of abundance in your life if you know how to channel that connection. So I am on the web at bellydancingmedia.com. And if you go there, you will find a bunch of resources that I've given to you. And I always reference my website when I do a show. And I will take some more callers here in a second. I see you there. And one of the reasons I do is I like to talk about my process, which I call the Soul Journey Shaman. This is what I am. And you go there, you'll see all kinds of information and what we focus on each and every week, each and every day, and what we will do to move ourselves forward. And what we're doing this month is we're working on the lower areas of the system. And this energy system is the chakra system. For those of you who are familiar with the chakra system, our three lower chakras are your root chakra, your sacral chakra, and your solar plexus chakra. So we're dealing with the red, the orange, and the yellow energy. What I want to deal with today is our solar plexus. That's what we started off with. We're going to work our way through the three of them throughout this month, because this is what I want to clear through all the lower stuff that interferes with our ability to really feel powerful about ourselves. We're going to talk about self-worth, confidence, self-esteem. We're going to talk about all that stuff and what we can do to get past it, to get you to where you need to be and where you desire to be and where you deserve to be in your life. Now, if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see I posted today's card, which was confidence. The deck that I use when I do my angel readings is I use the Doreen Virtue. Angels, what is this? Angels and Saints deck. And I love this deck. It's a really great deck. And I pulled this card because I wanted to start the month off with a really great message. The message being confidence, and Archangel Michael is the image that's on this card. Okay, so we're going to talk about the importance of having confidence and what we can do to strengthen that confidence. So I want you to think about that as I take the next caller, and even the next caller, as we talk about what you're working on, as you think about what it is that you have a question about, how is it that this energy around your sacral chakra may be interrupted, whether it is through a circumstance in your past life, a circumstance in a condition in this life, a relationship you may have had, whatever it is that may have caused you to have a filter, a deposit, a cord, or something that's interfering or enhancing or getting in the way, that's changing your focus to give you cause to be interrupted in your feelings of self-confidence, self-esteem. I'm going to take the next caller. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, this is Angel. Hello? Who am I speaking to?
Hi,
on the phone?
It's Kathy. How are you?
I'm fine, Kathy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Question on job, of course.
Okay, let's do it. What you got?
I actually have an interview scheduled for Monday. Different company than the craziness that's just happened.
Okay, that's
so
okay. That's
just trying
right.
to see. No, that's hey. This I'm positive and confident. Like
yes, yes, yes.
So can you see anything around it before I go?
Okay, so the first thing I see is I do see the shift in energy around you, or it's the image they're showing me. Oh my God, the first card that came up for you was the confidence card, the same card I pulled this morning. Is that's the space that you need to be in. In the space that you're in now is you're like standing in confidence, like the image. And if you haven't seen it, it's on my Facebook page. Go to it. It's the image of Archangel Michael holding his sword up. got his hand on his heart, and the energy is there, and you're in that space with this constant distraction of energies and people trying to pull you out, right? And the thing is, when you are on a journey where you're trying to make something powerful happen, it is tough. And I know everybody's having a difficult time. I'm trying to help everybody, and it's just there's only 24 hours in a day, and you guys are pulling, and I'm trying. So a lot of times I have to stop and just pray for everybody because I know it's tough. But the end is almost there, and the end is so powerful and germane for all of you. But you have to know the only thing stopping you is your own lack of confidence around trusting the outcome because it's just so hard. So you're being asked to remember, as hard as it's been, it can't get any harder than it is now. There's only one place you can go right now, and that's up, right? There's no place else to go but up. So that's the message that I have for you on that. And let's look at this place. You're getting the blessings of abundance that comes to you when I look at this job, and I get triumph. And I'm going to post these three cards onto the Facebook page because I think that it's good for everybody to see these cards because they are really good cards to talk about, you know, what's coming forward, blessings of abundance. What does that mean? Abundance is everything, right? Everything you want coming at you like that cornucopia. Remember the cornucopia, the big thing with all the vegetables and the pumpkins and stuff coming out, flowing out onto the ground. Remember that image?
Yes.
That's what they're showing me. That's everything, this abundance flowing. And then triumph, you win. Those are the two energies coming to you as I connect to you and this opportunity that's coming to you. Here's the thing about the abundance is that you get to reach out and grab it. So go in there with confidence. All that is predicated upon you being confident. This is your ring to grab. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What time is your appointment?
It's 1:30.
1:30. So do the work. You've been doing the work all this time. You've been doing a good job of doing the work all this time, and you need to somebody's making noise over here, and I can't hear you, so I'm sorry. Doing the work all this time, and you've got focus, right? You're grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in that space. Don't let it shake you. Every time you start to shake, step back in it and stay focused. Don't let it distract you, okay?
Okay.
Okay? What are you going to be doing between now and then?
You mean?
Just what are you doing? What do you got going on in your space between now and then?
Oh, like, nothing. I have no life.
Nothing.
Remember,
you have no life.
I am writing a rebuttal right now for my pending contractor grab. That's about the most pressing thing on my list right now. So that's it. I'll be calm. It's just that it's a little weird because it came out the blue, and it seemed the actual CEO called me while he was in the car driving, which was like bizarre for me because I didn't understand why HR wasn't calling me, and it kind of caught me off guard. And then the other thing, he seems anxious to hire. It's just like, it's just weird. It's a good company. It's totally something,
okay.
Still what I do, but a different industry. So.
Okay. So the CEO called you, which is an awesome thing, right? And
yes.
Because you're in a space where it's hard, you know, the CEO calling you is a good thing. CEO calling
was
an amazing thing, right?
It was good, and then I was actually confident, proactive, because I spoke to him yesterday, and then he told me he would follow up with an email with the time and the address, et cetera, deal. And I said, okay, and I didn't receive it. Probably around 3 o'clock or so, I just picked up the phone and called to say, Steve, are we still on for Monday at 1:30? Because my calendar is booking up, so I just wanted to make sure I left that slot open or not. He was like, oh, yeah, we are. I'm so sorry. I was going to get to it, but thanks for being proactive. So I was like, okay, maybe I've got a brownie point for calling him back, because I was just like, okay, did you forget me or did you find somebody better right quick? So
It all looks really good. It all looks really good. So the thing there is to do is to stay in that focus point that you're in now and try not to allow your doubts to creep in as you go through, you know, go through this phase. Just continue to do the stuff that you're doing them. Don't stop your process and just stay in tune.
Okay.
You know, you've got your exercise, you've got your morning. Your morning, noon, and evening acknowledgments to do. Continue to do that.
Right.
And most important, stay focused in gratitude. Be thankful. Because you do have a lot to be thankful for. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. I'm going to keep praying for you. We're going to come out of this, and you're going to be very happy at the outcome. You're almost there. Stay on target.
You're a true angel. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So wonderful and so warm and so incredible to watch someone come up and travel through the process. It can be frustrating. I understand. And I speak from experience. I'm not someone who was born with that silver spoon that has had luck and the charm of being able to create with the Midas touch all my life. I've been through stuff just like everybody else has been through stuff. I have had disasters and catastrophes, and even poverty hit me. I've been through it all, and I understand what it is that you have to go through. And it is so hard when you're looking up from the bottom for an answer. And you talk to, you know, a spiritual consultant, they say, hey, just, you know, pray, light a candle, look into a crystal, and it'll be okay. Just remember to call in the divine. And it is that simple, and it isn't that simple, because there's two things that we have to do. Well, there's actually three things that we have to do. One is you have to be connected through grounding and the connection so that you can receive. You think of it like UPS coming and bringing you your package. If you're not there to receive your package, it's just going to sit on the doorstep. And if you never come home, somebody else may take it, or it just may sit there and nothing will happen with it. You actually have to be at the building, open the door to receive the package so that you can open it up and utilize what's inside it, right? So the first thing you have to do is you have to initiate the receipt of the package. So if you're a shopper like I am, you're on your website making a purchase, and you initiate the purchase by clicking buy, and you put in your credit card, you buy your product, and then you initiate the signal for it to go off to be shipped, and then you receive it. And then after you receive it, you open it, you take it out, and you use it. So that's a three-step process. You have to initiate the sale, close the sale. You have to get the instructions for it to be sent. That's step one. Step two is you have to receive it. So you have to be there that you can receive the package. And then step three is you have to open the package and utilize whatever is inside the package. It's the same thing, my friend, when we're dealing with wanting to connect to create our lives in joyous abundance. We have to initiate the sale by making the connection. You make that connection to engage. You ground yourself and connect so that you can have the conversation that you want to have with the divine, with the ancestors, with whatever you're channeling into, so that you can make the request, whether it is through yourself or through a practitioner. So you initiate that connection quest. Then you got to be there to receive. So you send it up, and then you open so you can bring it in so that you can receive. And once you receive, you now have to utilize the information that you have received. So you have to take action. You have to do the work. You have to do, say, be whatever it is that you were told to be. And that is probably the hardest part for most people. Like, I am looking for the love of my life, Angel, what is it that I need to do? And we sit down and we do the work, and the guidance that you're given is you need to do these three things with your life, and then you need to do these two things over here. And for most people, they want to hear, get up in the morning, wear your purple dress, go to Starbucks at 10:05, and he's going to be standing there waiting for his coffee. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. I wish it worked that way. It does not work that way, because usually when we're going through a struggle of any kind, of achieving what we're looking for, a lot of times we have to do some internal work to get that done. So I'm going to take the next caller, and I'm going to jump back into the chakra system and talk a little more about the sacral chakra again. This is Angel. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, hey, Angel. Hello? How are you doing? This is Tim from New York. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Tim. How are you? New York's a wonderful town. It's late. It is late for you. Thank you for staying up late for me. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I just had a question in regards to me bringing some abundance, new job situation into my life.
All right. So remember how I said earlier, the first caller sets the tone. That caller after caller, it seems to be about jobs and career tonight, and I like that. I like it a lot because it means people are getting ready to move their lives forward in prosperity. That's amazing. So are you looking to change jobs, Tim, or are you looking to create a job or create a new job?
I'm looking to change or create what I'm doing.
Okay.
It's just not working
not
work. For me.
Not working. For you,
I'm not
yeah.
sure where to go, but I'm trying to figure it out.
It doesn't feel very creative. What you're doing is not opening up the creativity for you. It's kind of stifling. It's closing you off is what it feels like to me. Let's look at that. Let's look at that to see what we can do to set you up. Giving you, yeah, I see you like how there's like you're sitting paused and challenged and it's just not working, but there's hope. So what it comes up for me is there's a reward coming to you, a joyful reward. It's not just that this is just not working for you. It feels like it's been painful. I mean, almost traumatic going through the process that you've gone through in this particular position. But as a result, it's almost like you sacrificed. I don't know if that makes sense. Like you're like, I'm going to stay here.
Sense.
I'm an Athena, so I don't have to make sense to you. That's perfect. And so because of the sacrifice, because of the compromise that you've gone through, you're going to get rewarded in the end. So there's already a process in place through the universal divine to bring you what you're looking for. It's time for you to decide to take the step. You don't have to decide what it is. There's that confidence again. Keeps coming up. This confidence card keeps coming up for everybody. So that truly is the theme of tonight. It's not about what should I do, because it's going to come to you. As long as you're sitting back kind of feeling in the space of being paralyzed, so to speak, you're never going to know what it is that there is to do. So you just need to know that there's hope, that you're not locked down, that there is a space. Create a space for yourself where you can walk away, because that's what you're going to have to do. That's what you're being set up to do. And that's the commitment that your guides and your support system has for you, that you are going to be supported in this process of walking away. So you can create this 30 days from now, 45 days from now, 120 days from now, 3 days from now, if that's what you want. So sit down and write out a plan for yourself, like a 30, 60, 90 day plan. Of this is what I want to do in the next 30, 60, 90 days. This is where I see myself, so that you can focus yourself away from the glim of having to get up every day and going, yay, I get to go to this place. It's awesome. You know, to kind of not have to look at that and kind of see, okay, 30 days, I want to be able to do these, set myself up so I be ready to walk away. In 60 days, I want to be in a new place where I'm doing this, that, and the other. In 90 days, you know, that's what they're asking you to do. And then give yourself a break. Give yourself like 2 weeks, maybe a month, where you cannot have to do anything, because you need to release. This needs to be released in your system so your body and your system can heal, so that you can go into the next place and really be joyous. And that's what I'm getting. 2018 is the year of fruition for you where your dream is going to open and ignite in 2018. That's your power year. So it's important that you know what you want to do as you step into it. And it's much more creative focused. Are you a teacher?
I am not.
There's some sort of teaching with your hands specifically. Well, it may be that you're very expressive. Do you talk a lot with your hands? Like, are you that guy that
my hands, yeah.
I just see your hands everywhere. But I see you speaking. So this is whatever it is you're doing, you're speaking to people. You're not necessarily, I don't see you sitting and writing things down or typing so much. I see you speaking, whether it's presentations or presenting information. But that's something that I see you doing a little more of that is going to be much more in line with what you want to do. So that's what I see. Does any of that make any sense?
Yes, some of it does.
Some of it does. Okay.
So it's writing down the time frames of what I'd like
writing
to
down
have
the time frame.
I'm not exactly sure.
Well, you don't know, and that's the point. That's why you got to sit down and start writing.
Okay.
It's hard to see when you're sitting in a place that feels hopeless. It's hard to know that there is something else when you got to get up and go to the chain every day, right? It's like, I hate what I do.
Yes.
I don't like this place. I just, anything. Can I do anything? I'll make coffee. I'll do whatever. Just, I got to get out of this. And that, when you feel that way, it's hard to see what you're supposed to do. So the activity of sitting down and writing it out will help them communicate with you. And if you haven't done it, you can go to my website, right on their homepage. So the Belly Dance, it's bellydancingmedium.com. Join my mailing list. You get a free file. It's absolutely free. And that file has a grounding exercise. So if you don't meditate now, or if you find it difficult to meditate, it takes you through the chakra grounding exercise that will help you make the connection. And I would suggest you sit down and write for like 5-10 minutes. It doesn't have to be long at all, while you are in that state of grounding, and let your connection communicate with you so that you can open up your kind of your higher self, so that you can connect to that higher purpose, that you can get the information you're looking for around what there is to do. I totally see writing and speaking. So it's I see you speaking.
Yeah.
That's why it felt like a teacher. But you're very, very comfortable talking to people. And that's going to have a lot to do with what you do. And you're a creative person. You're very creative. And you could take that and parlay that creativity from anything from business planning to storytelling to songwriting. That's how creative you are with the word if you sit down and really let yourself dabble. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Okay.
And So that's what I would encourage you to do. I would love to hear from you, though, because I do see it kind of popping out for you really, really heavy if you allow it to. And it's easy to get caught. Don't get caught up and distracted by the pull down. You got to release it so you can pull up, and you are going to fly. 2018 is your year. If you have the courage to make it happen, you will have an amazing 2018. That's what I see. Are you good with that?
Okay, I'm great with
Alrighty.
That.
All righty. Have a fantastic evening, and thank you for calling.
Sure. Bye. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye. That was really awesome. So the thing that I like to point out is really simple. Going back to what we were talking about earlier, when we were talking about digging in and doing the work with in line with what you're trying to do, you start each day grounding your chakras, and you go through a process of making sure they're all in alignment, and you know that there's a process in you that's blocked. Do a little extra work to focus on that area. And what that work looks like, my friends, is it's really just about seeing it in your mind's eye, closing your eyes, and seeing in your mind's eye this circular disc kind of flowing around in a circle, and checking in with it to see if there's any grayness, any shadowy, any residue that you can release, any people, spaces that come up for you, or names or places that have given you cause to feel a certain way. And in this particular example that we're talking about in the solar plexus, confidence and being in control of your lives and feeling worthy, these are all things that can interrupt how you interact with people, how you complete on a job, all the things that make you who you are in your life purpose. And if you are distracted in this area, your life purpose is distracted and interrupted, right? And then you can also be confused about what there is to do, which can give you cause to be trapped in a frustrating and painful job that you don't like, which happens to a lot of us, right? Time. Take the time to start your day in gratitude and make sure that you are doing the work to release the processes that are interrupting you in these key areas. I'm going to take the next caller.
Hi.
Hi. Interrupt a conversation?
No, not at all. Thank you. I was waiting. I was listening. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
Who am I speaking to? Thank you for calling.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What can I do for you, Lisa?
Well, I'm wondering if you see this thing settling down with my grandson's mother. Little bit of an argument there between she and I, and my second-born son's now involved in it, and he's kind of taking her side of it. It sounds like he's,
okay,
you know, on the attack with me, toward me. And today, you know, I just basically said, I've had it up to here. I'm done. I'm just not going to tolerate this anymore, and I'm walking away from all this. And I mean, what energy do you see? Do you see the woman of the grandchild backing off and, you know, it just settling down?
Okay, so the first thing I need is I need to connect to her. So I just, can you give me like her first name? Just a first name.
Bridget.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is you've got something going on with Bridget, and you want to know if she's going to back away or she's going to continue her focus. Is that what I'm hearing?
You know, that expression is good. If it'll change, I suggested we go to a counselor, she and I, just,
okay,
you know, iron,
okay,
stuff out there.
Got it.
Settle our grievances.
She said she was willing to do it. I don't know.
So, I mean, you could do that. You know, there's something deeper happening here that goes beyond, you know, it feels like a control issue. And it also feels like, you know, there's like a past life issue between the two of you. And there's some judgment and some disconnect around some things that she wished she was able to do and could have done that you can't change for her, because it is about how things were in her younger state before you were in the picture, and she can't fix those things. So it's like she's trying to make some things happen now. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's kind of what they're giving me. And so
yeah,
it's like
it does.
That's where she's at. And there's nothing you can do. You know what I mean? It's like you can't, you literally are like, you came in the middle of the series when you're watching it now and you have no access to what happened before. So you can't change anything, but you're trying to get everybody to kind of be on track with where you want to go. And so for her, it's like, you don't get it. And that seems to be her thing. You don't get it, man. All this other stuff is happening, and you don't, you're just trying to meld in and be a part of the story. So there's a couple of things you could do. If you can look deeper, you're asked to look deeper at the source of the pain and help with the healing of that pain. So when you talked about talking to a counselor, you could do that. Primary kind of counselor or the therapist that you want to work with, someone that can help you guys see that it's beyond what's happening between you and she, because this is not about you. This is about something else, and that's what she needs to look at. So if she's not willing to look at that, then the question I have, or that the spirit has for you, is, are you willing to just accept that this is just going to be rough for a while, because she has to be willing to shift where she's at and get past the pain. So it's like her healing process, not your healing process, her healing process. And sometimes we have these people in our families where they're just kind of the crazy ones that we just have to deal with. And that may be what her situation is for you if you don't feel like you can get in here and do this. Because here's the other side of it. And you can take this on, and you'll be blessed if you do, because you're always blessed when you help people. But the thing is, when you take on someone that's going through a lesson process, which is also another thing I give her, you can take on that lesson too. So you want to be very careful that you're not taking on her lesson as you help her try to get past this. Does any of that make sense?
Well, the problem is I'm perfectly happy to withdraw from everything and disengage. And but my son is involved in this now, and I just, you know, whatever her growth opportunity is, you know, so be it. I mean, I even told her, you know, the last conversation we had, I think was yesterday or the day before, I said, I like you. I like you a lot. I said, why don't we just go to counseling? And she said, yes, but I don't know. I know she has issues, you know, who doesn't? But I told her there are just two things I want to do in my life right now. I want to work because I enjoy my work, and I want to see my grandson. I said, that's it. And she loves that I see him, but it's becoming now a bone of contention as far as, there's a lot of, I don't want to go into it on the radio, stuff that's going on.
Well, you know, if you have the time and the inclination, you can reach out to me, and I would love to do some deeper work if that's something that you are interested in. What we can do is getting down and digging into your, you know, your chakra system is great. We also get in there and see what this past life issue is that we can help you either release or explore and see if we can help you with the healing. But here's the thing I'm going to say again is, you know, she's going to want to come and play too. And two people wanting to heal, they got to want to heal together. And your son is not, you know, this is not something that's going to be forever in the way. It's just something that's happening right now. You know what I mean? He'll always be your son, and it's happening now, and it's confusing, and there's a lot of stuff going on. But this will pass. And everything will be okay in the end. It's just stuff to deal with because it's a complex family situation. So doing the healing for yourself is important, and getting past what's standing in your way. And maybe working on, you know, talking with your son might be a better path for you than trying to work it out with her. Or third, you can do the work with a therapist if she's willing to go. But again, that therapist has to work with her on what's standing in her way, lest you turn it into about you, because it's not about you. You just are the one that's being looked at right now, but it's not about you. And she's got to be willing to do that deep work. And sometimes when we get a little older, it's harder to be willing to do that deep work. So that's what they're giving me. And it's not, you know, the most ideal. It's not the most ideal answer, because it would be really great if we could say, hey, go over here, do this, you know, say these things and give her this and you'll be great. But she's got to want to play too. You can't play tennis by yourself. She's got to want to come.
So you just... Yeah, you see it kind of stuck then? It's just going to
keep on? It's kind of stuck right now. I mean, like I said, you can get a therapist. She said she's willing to go. That'll show some shifting. But, she, you know, it's really unclear because she right now is stuck in a space. And I don't see her shifting her space that she's in. She kind of likes being in this space of grumbly. She's focusing on other stuff. And at some point inside her, she thinks she's trying to fix something. So there's a deeper thing going on here with her. She thinks she's trying to fix something, and it's in the past, and it's a complicated situation, but it's not. You know, you can't fix the past. You can only fix the future. So, you know, an ideal scenario for her would be to ask for forgiveness. Okay, ask for forgiveness, and to forgive. And to be in gratitude and move forward. That would be the ideal scenario. Ask for forgiveness, give forgiveness, and move forward in gratitude. If she did that, she would be okay. But she can't, because forgiveness is something that she's not willing to have a conversation about. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it just sounds like it's going to be kind of, I mean, is she going to stop letting me see my grandson?
No, you know, kind of one of those things where, you know, you can see your grandson, you just got to play this game with her. And so that's,
yeah,
that's why if you want to do the counseling bit, that you can do the counseling thing. It'll help. It just won't solve because she's going to want to play. She's just playing a game, and you have to play the game with her. You know, you could get real nasty and make it all legal and do all kinds of fun stuff. But at the end of the day, this is just the space that she's in. And you know, it's going to take a little patience on your part. All you can do is evolve yourself, you know, and do the things and send her some energy, send her some love, you know, try to stay positive and focused and take the steps, both spiritually and practically,
mm-hmm,
to move things forward. So like you said, if she's willing to sit down with someone, okay, get somebody for you guys to sit down with. It's okay. You can do that. That's an awesome thing to do. And let's get it out on the table and let her say all the little things that she's going to say and sit and listen to what she has to say and express yourself. And that might not only will that help to kind of mend the path towards each other, even if it's a small path, it'll mend the path. It'll also keep you engaged in it, and it will not close the door, so to speak. But she has her own stuff she has to fix, and she's not as open to this conversation as you are, where you could say, hey, here's a radio station, why don't you listen, or hey, do you want to go sit down with this person? It feels like it would be a different conversation for her. This stuff is too woo-woo for her, so she's going to need to do it the more practical way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, I'm at this point, I'm just willing to, I mean, is she going to call me, or, because I'm not going to call anybody. I'm just not out to be the punching bag anymore.
I understand.
I've given so much money, time.
Well, understood.
Unconditional acceptance.
Understood.
You know.
Understood.
And I'm just wanting to throw in the towel now if nobody's, you know,
I understand. I do. I understand. And it's not, like I said, it's not the most ideal scenario. It's not where you want to be, but you have to ask yourself, you know, how far are you willing to go to continue this process of connection to the child? You know what I mean? So that's the question you got to ask yourself. And you can be of service without writing checks as well. You can give her some suggestions. But from her perspective, she's fine. She's over here and she's fine. Okay? So if you want to be the one to cause something to happen, you're going to have to be the one to kind of reach out and hand in the olive branch and say, hey, can we do this? Or hey, can we do that? Or hey, can we go to counseling? Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've already been.
But she's,
and so
but
you
you're
see
gonna
us
have
going.
To,
yeah.
I mean, she would go. She would definitely go, and she will,
yeah,
you know, participate. It's just not gonna be as fun a journey. You know, it's not gonna be easy. It's just not easy. She's just like, everything has to be so difficult. And
yeah,
so that's kind of where it's at for her.
Okay.
And I wish I could give you something different, but that's what it.
No, it's cool.
That's what
I
it
mean,
looks
if
like.
We get into counts. If we get into counseling, you know, that's it. I see myself as a participant at counseling where, you know, whatever is said is going to be very clear, that what you're saying is going to come out to be really obvious. I mean, it's so,
yeah,
I don't even have to say anything. I just can sit there and somebody, she or me, are going to have to explain why we're there. And I'm not going to do
exactly
it. Exactly. I mean, I'll let her talk, you know, I'll let her say what her beef is, and the counselor will pick it up right there. Snap, you know, okay,
exactly,
this is very clear what this issue is, you know, and then I'll just back off, you know, because I just, like I told her, two things. I just want to work and see the grandson, nothing more than that.
Okay.
I'm not in it to win it, that's for sure.
Well, that
care.
Is winning it. That is winning it. Seeing the grandson is winning it, right?
Yeah. Oh,
that
yeah.
That is winning it. And that's all that you
yeah.
need. And there's not, but for her, it's different. And that's the thing. So the best thing for you is, you know, the practical side and the spiritual side. From the spiritual side, just get yourself in a space where you would kind of accept that she is who she is and you are who you are. You're willing to make whatever changes in spirit you need to make to get along with everybody and doesn't feel like she is. So you've done everything you can. So just send her love and gratitude and be okay with that. On the practical side, extending this olive branch, I have the suggestion, we could do this. Will you do it? Yes. Okay, great. And show up. And then you've done everything that you can do. And now it's on her. And then the upside to involving someone else, like you pointed out, is that they can look at this and say, okay, this is what I see. Can and then stuff can get done, because now it's not you guys talking to each other, he said, she said, and all of that stuff. So, just remember that that's the step that that moves things forward, and you'll be okay. And try not to get frustrated with it. Every time you think you're in frustration, go into forgiveness and gratitude, the yin and yang of release, and just release. Just, this is not your lesson. Don't take on someone else's lesson. It is twice as hard to carry when it wasn't yours to begin with.
It really is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I hope that helps.
All right.
All righty.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good one. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I'm listening.
Absolutely. I haven't hung up on anybody. You guys are all still there listening. So that was a really good call. And I have to tell you guys, you know, one of the things I say a lot, you know, about lessons, and we're going to talk about that here real quick, is, you know, people talk about lessons in spirituality a lot, and what lessons are and what lessons mean. And the thing about what a lesson is it's not just something that you learn in school. We also have these life lessons, these life lessons that we live in our incarnations on this planet, that we have to learn as a spiritual creature. And these lessons can be tough because they are simple lessons, like don't put your hand on the stove when it's hot, you'll get burnt, right? Don't walk around with money hanging out of your wallet because somebody's going to steal it. There's those lessons. And then there are the lessons around love and trust and integrity and all the things that make us spiritually evolved, and we come back from life to life to life learning these lessons, and sometimes repeating the lessons. And sometimes the lessons are about things that we've done in the past that we're here to atone for. There's so much that we come here to learn. And when our lives are in a lesson phase, so you find yourself in a phase in your life where it's just tough, and sometimes it just feels like, oh my God, I'm just beating my head up on the wall. I'm just running around in circles. I'm just in a vat of icky blech. Just, why is my life like this? And it could be that you're going through a process where you're letting go of lessons, because where you're going to the next level is such a high plane that you got to get rid of your lessons. The downside to that is it can be hard. Okay. It can be challenging and painful. The upside to that is once you've learned those lessons, you usually don't have to repeat them. If you release them, if you acknowledge them, release them, learn them, acknowledge them, and release them, right? The first thing that you got to get in this is you got to get where you recognize your lessons. And how you recognize your lessons is you keep finding yourself in the same circumstance all the time. Whether it's in a job scenario, oh my God, a relationship scenario, the same guy all the time. If you find yourself in that same scenario all the time, it is probably a lesson. And we want to get past that. And that's one of the topics we're going to have this month as we go through gratitude and release for the Thanksgiving month. The other thing about the lesson thing, as I hinted at last caller, I was talking with Lisa, is when you take on someone else's lesson, right? So now you reach out and you grab someone's hand and take their lesson. I'm going to help you. So I want to get in here and I'm going to wrestle with you. You are now in the pit with the person in their lesson. You help them out and they go skipping off into the sunset. And now you're grappled with their lesson that you didn't have anything to do with. You don't have any tools for it. And you have to live it with them or for them if you're a martyr, right? So it's important that you know that you cannot live someone else's lesson for them. even if you love them and they're your child or your spouse or your sibling or just someone you care about deeply, and you want them to be better and you want them to get past something, or you want something from them that you need from them. So you want to help them so that you can get access to something from them, whether it's a child or a job or finances, whatever. When you reach your hand out and take on that person's lesson, you own it with them, and you may not be prepared for what that is because you don't know what it is that they're atoning for. So remember that. I'm not going to tell you what to do and what not to do because you have the freedom of will, because God gave us all free will. But I'm going to give you that warning. Beware taking on someone else's lesson. My goodness, our lessons that we have on our own are hard enough without us having to take on someone else's lesson. So recognize when you see someone struggling with a lesson, give them love, give them support, give them what they need in heart, but don't take the lesson on for them. Okay, so for your own lessons, we're going to be talking about that later this month. I believe I've got that on the schedule next week. So tune in. Go to my website when you have a moment here. And if we could just click the website, go to the home page, you're going to see there link to my Facebook page. Please like my Facebook page so that you'll get my updates. But every day this month, I am committed to posting a card, a daily reading. I will try to post a more in-depth reading or an interpretation for you on the vlog there on video, but I'm committed to posting it there so that I can keep you guys focused through the month. My desire this month is to manifest the energy so that you can create what you're looking for so that you can go in December and make it happen so your 2018 can be powerful. So you guys are on a 60-day plan with me to create what it is that you desire in your life. If you need a boost, you need more than what I can give you in the lectures and the occasional calls that we take here on the air, I invite you to go to my website. It is bellydancingmedium.com. And sign up for my mailing list. I got the hiccup. Sign up for my mailing list so that you can receive updates and news, and that you can receive the boosts that I send out as we go through the 60-day program. And I will be launching something special for the listeners and for my followers right around Thanksgiving that you're going to be excited to participate in, but you're not going to know about it if you're not on my mailing list or you have not liked me on Facebook. I will not be announcing it beforehand. I'm only going to announce it there, and then we're going to talk about it. It's going to coincide with Thanksgiving. So I give you a spoiler alert or a hint that it will involve something free that you can get to support what you're up to. So don't miss out on that. So go to my website, please sign up for my mailing list, add your name to the mailing list, sign up for the Facebook page, like the Facebook page so that you can get all the information that you can get. And as you're perusing through my website, go to the Soul Journey Shamanism process here, and you'll see all the pieces that you need to create a being, an energy within yourself to create everything that you need. Because as a being, you are a whole being, body, mind, and spirit. You have access to your past. You have access to your present. You have access to your future to create anything and everything that you desire. The principle of your soul is that you have all the tools top to bottom, and I want to help you access them. I am Angel, the Belly Dancing Medium. I am your soul journey shaman, and I am the one who wants you to ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow. God bless you. Take care. I'm looking forward to chatting with you all soon. Have a fantastic month of, January, of November, and I will see you soon. Take care.